This is the brief on the historic primary upset in Colorado's 1st congressional district. A 29-year-old newcomer just unseated a 15-term incumbent in Denver, signaling a massive generational shift that's literally sending shockwaves through the Democratic Party. First, let's look at who pulled this off. Malak Kiros is a Gen Z Democratic Socialist, an Ethiopian immigrant, and a Notre Dame law grad who entered politics after losing her corporate job over a pro-Palestine post. She beat 68-year-old Diana DeJet by 10 points on a super progressive platform, Medicare for All, an Israel arms embargo, and abolishing ICE, the Federal Immigration Agency. So, is this a localized tremor driven by Gen Z frustration or a nationwide fault line permanently dividing the party? Second, you gotta see how the establishment panicked. Despite DeJet holding the seat for almost 30 years, massive fundraising groups called Super PACs, Panic dropped $1.3 million in attack ads, falsely claiming Kiros wanted to abolish NATO. Kiros countered with 6,500 grassroots volunteers. Did that massive influx of Super PAC cash actually backfire by proving her point about corporate money controlling politics? Finally, what are the broader implications? This socialist surge mirrors recent progressive wins in New York, cementing the Israel-Gaza war as a huge wedge issue. Kiros will easily win this deep blue seat, but Republicans are eager to use her to paint Democrats as extremists. How can mainstream Democrats accommodate this energetic, hostile takeover from the left without alienating the moderate swing voters they desperately need this fall? While Malak Kiros is basically guaranteed a seat in Congress, her stunning victory has completely rewritten the playbook and set the stage for a bitter ideological battle ahead.